The acting executive director of Center for Community Studies, Action and Development, CENCOSAT, Ni Ankonu Anoba Sape, says it is important for women to advocate peace in this year's electioneering. This is because women and children are the most affected when there is electoral violence. Ni Anoba Sape said this at an orientation meeting for stakeholders in Accra. It focused on promoting health rights and accountability in peaceful and fair 2012 elections. This is a project organized by CENCOSAT in partnership with Alliance for Reproductive Rights and funded by Star Ghana. Sandra Danso reports.
The meeting brought together health practitioners, party representatives, security agencies and civil society organizations. It discussed the importance of educating the masses to desist from engaging in politics of insult. The acting executive director of CENCOSAT, Ni Anoba Sape, noted that the organization will involve more women in the project because they suffer most, as has been the case in countries that have experienced violence.
Women who are actually keepers of society face challenges when there is political turmoil. In other countries across African territory, we realize that during the same violence, women usually are raped, and if we are not involved in this process, we feel that women would feel marginalized and a bit ostracized. We cannot say that we are just going to vote and not think about those who are unborn. Pregnant women actually are the ones who have always brought everyone into society. So their call for peace during the 2012 election is very important.
A health practitioner at Osha Polyclinic, Ophelia Pam, who spoke on health and peace, said the health of the citizenry is also affected when there's no peace. She made reference to Rwanda, where more than 2,000 people were tested HIV positive after the conflict, as most of the women were raped. Madam Pam therefore called for peace in the country. The project will also be organized in Western and Central regions soon.
Sandra Danso reporting.